What the f*** is going on?
I like to party.
Jesus, honey, wax much?
This is Unwaxed.
Get in, loser, we're going shopping.
With Sophia and Sistine Stallone.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Unwaxed podcast with your favorite sisters, Sophia and Sistine Stallone.
You guys, if you're watching this right now, you're probably wondering why Sophia and I are sitting on the same side of the table today.
Next to each other.
Very strange. I don't know how I feel about it.
I don't like it. We're blocking our camera angles.
But the reason we're doing it is just a spectacular reason. Back by popular demand, ladies and gentlemen, the listeners of the Unwaxed podcast, we have heard, we listened, we brought back our favorite guest of all time. Drum roll, please.
Jennifer Flavin Stallone, our mama.
Mom, thank you so much for coming back on the podcast. I don't think you realize the overwhelming amount of responses from your last episode.
Thank you.
No, seriously.
Well, you have great listeners. So
she's like, the listeners know
the
what's good.
The listeners know what's best.
They're smart people.
They are. They're really smart.
So why don't you give them just a little update on your life? What's been happening? How are you feeling?
Oh my gosh. There's so much going on right now because I am redoing our house in Palm Beach. And I'm decorating and I'm getting ready for Scarlett to go away to college, so I'm really going to be an empty nester.
Big life changes.
Forever.
You know, I read somewhere that the three things that stress people out the most in life, one of them being is moving.
Yes.
And your kids going to college. So what is your level of stress? One
through
10? So
it's like at a, like a strong nine.
Strong nine.
A hard nine. And it is a lot of stress. It's a stress. It's emotional stress, physical stress, mental stress. And your dad and I are going to be home alone. So
I know. That's going to be quiet
for the first time in over 20
years. I mean, you do have three dogs.
Years.
So you can
well,
keep
yeah, we're just going to probably keep having dogs.
That's... Well, I've never thought of it this way, but now that you're saying it out loud, you and dad haven't been alone really for 25 years. We've
right.
always, the kids have always just been part of your relationship.
Right. And that's a huge thing. I mean, it's a big distraction.
Right.
So it's almost like you have to get to know each other again, which is so strange.
Are you guys going to go on date nights? What's happening?
We could do a date night. I don't know.
She's getting all flustered.
I'm getting all nervous. I mean, usually I make you guys go on all my date nights. So,
I know.
Like,
sometimes
it's
going
to be
like,
very odd to have just him alone.
I know. I remember sometimes dad going, I really want to take Jennifer out. I'm like, all right, yeah, you should, dad. And then mom goes, okay, girls, I made a reservation for 5.
I know. I always like, add you.
Can't have him alone.
But he loves us. He loves the women. So I thought, you know, the first time we had you on the show, everyone got to really know you on a personal level, got to know your history, your upbringing, and
but
how
I'm really goofy.
Well, that's exactly what we want to do today.
Okay.
Because I feel like the first one was heavy.
Mm-hmm.
This one, let's just be silly,
let's
girl talk.
Our other side.
So
our
we decided to bring her in to our normal routine, which is we always start with a weekly update on just crazy things that happen throughout our week. So, you know, bring in some commentary if you've had anything that happened this past week that's been kind of some notable to share. Go ahead.
Okay, I got kicked off the board of my neighborhood.
No!
I loved the park you built. What happened?
I know. I was really a good board member, but they saw that my house was up for sale, and I think they just said, you know, you might be moving, and you can't be part of the board anymore. But it was kind of sad because I built a really good relationship with the other board members, and I really liked them. So it was a fun monthly meeting, and for years. So I can't be in charge, and
I'm
can't
so sad for you.
Be in charge of the park. And
the funniest part is you're probably one of the most proactive board members on there, going like, we got to fix the park, we got to fix the trees, the bushes,
gotta,
and now
we
got
to plant, we got to mow the lawn, and we have to make sure everything looks pretty in the neighborhood. So I love being a part of that board.
Well, so what went wrong?
Well, I just think they wanted some new blood also, that a few of us have our homes for sale. One of the other board members, she moved out. So they just kind of said, you know,
this is a cutthroat club.
I have a question,
by the way, and it's all volunteer, by the way. And I work more pretty much for the board than I did at my own business.
I have a question. How did they decide that you were cut out? Did they have a private meeting between themselves and go, you know,
they had a vote, and so the neighbors voted.
Did you know this was happening?
Yeah, but the horrible thing is I voted for everyone. A lot of people that were part of the board, they voted five. You can put your name down 5 times, and that would have counted as 5. But I included all the other board members.
I feel like this is
so. I only voted for myself once, but then I liked everybody else. I put their name down, and the girls that won kind of heavily, you know, went out to every neighbor.
They told them to kick you off.
Yeah, but it's okay.
No, mom's
hold
fine.
On. This is like funny. The Mean Girls
of Beverly Park.
It's Mean Girls of Beverly Park.
It is true. That's so sad. And I feel like how you acted in this situation just by voting for everyone is how you were in high school. Just like a little goody two shoes, always doing the right thing.
I always wanted, you know,
playing fair.
It actually broke my heart because 2 of the other board members got booted as well.
Oh, really?
And they've been on the board for almost 20 years. So for me, it was okay. Oh, wow. But I felt so bad for them because they've worked so hard. And so I was almost in tears when I heard they got booted.
Oh, the drama.
So, the drama of the God.
Mom's board. Drama is something I wish to have right now. Our drama is just ridiculous, but mom's is like...
But it was sad, you know? Yeah. I'm sad for you. You were really excited about it.
But I think it's also a good thing because it does break away from this life here you've built in LA a bit more.
So I know I have to pass the baton along and it's okay. I'll survive.
Uh-huh. I want to talk about something that you decided to put on the TV for us the other night. I know I'm so late to this game, but Netflix put out a movie documentary called My Octopus Teacher. And let me just paint a
picture. AKA My Girlfriend.
My Girlfriend.
The Octopus.
And I get that this was very popular months ago, but I'm very behind with all the trends. So we watched it the other night.
Yes.
And it was a beautiful story. If anyone doesn't know what it's about a diver in South Africa who visits this little female octopus every single day for an entire year. And what was sort of meant to be a beautiful story between man and octopus was destroyed by Jennifer's commentary and my commentary the entire time. For example, the more the documentary sort of progressed,
played out,
the creepier the relationship got between the guy and the octopus. And now you're thinking, okay, well, how creepy could it be? It's just an octopus and a man. But, you know, I thought it got a little bit, how would you describe it?
A little bit
infatuation with this thing to infatuation a sexual
to a almost borderline girlfriend boyfriend relationship.
He called it his relationship.
Right.
Really?
He described it as the pure magnificence of her, and all I could do all of the time was just think of her. And that's what he was saying about this octopus. I want to live with her every single day.
This sounds like the movie Her with the whole iPhone relationship with something. It was
absolutely stunning to see this all unfold. I mean, this world that you would never think an octopus would become attached to a human. And
do you remember what you said to me?
Oh no.
Do you remember what you said to me?
No, I don't remember.
While I say a lot of stuff.
Oh,
so,
God.
As this is going on, and I'm like, okay, when is this guy, going to have sex with this octopus? It's going to happen. You said, Sistine, if this guy can find a relationship with an octopus, you can find a man. That's what you said to me. And I said, you're right. You're 100% right.
Because we sit home every night together, Sistine. And Sophia seems to have, you know, a few friendships she goes out with. Girlfriends. You're always going out. And it's always sort of Sistine and I left alone on the couch together, eating popcorn and, you know, drinking
and watching creepy documentaries.
Exactly. So I thought, wow, this guy actually found a relationship for a year. Why can't my daughter Sistine find one? And I didn't mean it to sound like that, but it did come out like that. Maybe there is some truth to it, Sistine.
There's full truth to
it. You know what? There's someone for everyone. Yes, so if a guy wants to date an octopus, fine. Maybe I should stop looking for man and start looking for perhaps a car or a tree.
A kangaroo or something. I don't want you under the water. So maybe something
above water. I agree. Speaking of relationships, Sophia, you good with your mic right now?
I'm just trying to not block you right now.
It's okay. You can block me.
Okay. I'll do it right there. Is that better? Yeah, that works. Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
So speaking of relationships, you came home freaking out the other night.
Oh, yeah. Can I? I don't know if you believe in this stuff, Mom. But so you know how Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are together and everyone's like, oh, they're twin flames. Do you know what twin flame means? At all?
It means they're horoscopes. You told me about this. Yes. Horoscopes are exactly in line.
I'm so proud of you.
Well, you did tell me.
I know, but I'm... Okay, good. So if you don't know what a twin flame means, it just means your sun, your moon, and your rising are all the same. And I don't care if you don't believe in it. It's real. Go check yours because I guarantee it's going to line up exactly with who you are. But I go to my girlfriend's house and she's having this little get together. And I run into one of my girlfriends that I met in college. And we... For one, show up looking exactly the same. White shoes, same jacket, same shirt, same hairstyle, everything, same height. And we realize we have the exact same zodiac. And so she's my twin flame. Ooh. And I realize while we were in an hour conversation, everything we said, everything we did was on point.
Okay, but do you believe in all that?
I just think you're in LA and everybody wears
pants.
Everybody wears crop tops and white pants.
I agree. Everyone wears a slick back bun with a leather jacket.
Okay. Says the girl that likes when I read her horoscopes. Sistine,
no, I do believe in it a little bit, but I also think that we do have a dress code in LA. Just like if you go to Florida, everybody's in a summer dress, and here everybody's in a pair of jeans.
But I have never met someone that had exactly the same lineup as I did. And it was kind of freaky because we did look exactly the same. Like also brown hair, brown eyes.
Yeah,
like,
it's true.
It was weird.
I'm a Leo, and I'm very attracted to female Leos. Yeah. Not the male Leos, but the female Leos.
I don't like a male Leo.
I like female Leos. Yeah. And I really get along
with
them.
I always go out with male Leos, but it always just doesn't end up working
out. It always crash and burns, right?
But I thought it was pretty funny just because we always talk about, like, we want to find a boyfriend. I'm like, do I just, like, go out with her now? She's my twin flame. Is this my Machine Gun Kelly?
No.
Is this it?
No. Just because I know you so well.
Your type.
You definitely like
6'5" football player. So not exactly your type.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, Sistine and I don't know if you've heard us say this in the kitchen a lot, but I think we're manifesting something that's probably going to end up being probably the worst for us.
We manifest a lot of things. You got to be more specific.
I have to call Sistine out. So the last episode, it was all about us having a toxic girl summer. Mm-hmm. And we were saying that we want drama. Ma, I don't know if you've heard us say this in the kitchen.
I've heard you guys talk
about it. I don't know if you feel good about it.
I mean, I'm like, what does that mean? Does that mean like getting drunk every night and being stupid?
No,
I mean, what is toxic girl? Toxic to me is like doing drugs.
Your body isn't toxic. Like, you're just doing toxic activities.
For your brain? Like, for emotionally toxic?
Yes, emotionally toxic.
So
we're
it means
not
going out
toxic.
With bad boys.
Yes, maybe going back and dipping into the
X-Pond.
And
how is that
going
to help you in any way
it
in
won't,
life?
But that's why it's toxic.
I have a question, Mom.
She hates it so.
I hate toxic girl
Let me
summer.
Ask you a question.
Okay,
that's
not
going to
fly with me.
How about this? I'll reword
Join us.
Okay, I'll get her.
Okay.
Have you ever...
What is this?
Yeah, I don't know. This is toxic. She's doing dog ears. Have you ever, when you were in high school, for example, go back to your ex-boyfriend?
Never.
Oh.
Okay, never. Because I met your father when I was almost 20, and I'd only had been broken up with my ex-boyfriend for 2 weeks. So that wouldn't have...
We can't actually explain Toxic Girl Summer. She's never had.
I've never had a
Toxic Girl
Summer. I thought you would probably like this, and I'm going to prove a point. Mm. You're in love with all of our ex-boyfriends.
Yes.
That's toxic!
By the way, even more so after we break up with them.
I wish I could invite them over all the time. I really do. I think they're the nicest guys ever, and I love them.
That's a toxic mom summer.
Yeah, I know. She still texts them happy birthday.
By the way, I'm still upset you guys broke up.
Yeah, she's
By the way, can I just say this? To any of our exes listening, Jennifer loved you guys so much.
I love them like almost like a son.
Exactly. And so when we would ever talk about, you know, maybe we should end the relationship with them, she would beg us not to.
I was so upset.
So upset. So we ended up dragging it out for another 3 to 6 months just because you didn't want us to.
I'll tell you, Mom's ideal is having all of our ex-boyfriends in a room doing a puzzle together.
Well, that we did.
That's what she used to do with all of them.
And then we'd stay up all night till 2, 3 in the morning.
You know what?
Doing puzzles.
Now that I'm thinking about it, every single time an ex has reached out to me, you can attest to this too, the first thing they ask is, how's your mom?
Every single time.
And now I'm thinking.
See? I love them.
Is that the secret to having men like you? Is just act very maternal? Maybe that's what we should be doing.
I think you should.
Yeah.
I think don't be like the boss. I mean, you guys are.
You are the boss.
I'm the boss, but I grew into the boss.
Yeah, that's okay. True.
I was very, very maternal and quiet and really sweet.
Yeah.
When how I met would your you dad. Say that? And then I became.
Say, how would you say we are in relationships?
How are you guys? Because you guys are very controlling in a relationship, and I think you guys are a little bit of the boss, but I think that this should be like you should give up a little bit of boss position.
Controlling how?
Controlling where you want to go, specific. Where you want to travel, what you're going to eat that night, what restaurants you're going to go to.
Wait,
what else do
me,
you guys
that's
want?
Sophia. That's,
what, not, you, what you're going to do during the
I
day?
I don't think it's controlling. I think I just know what I like.
Sophia's way more controlling.
Oh, you're a bit controlling, Sistine.
In what way? I don't care about restaurants.
Emotionally.
Emotionally, when you allow them in, when you allow
yes.
them out.
Ooh,
you
I
are.
That.
You are just...
Yeah, see? She emotionally... I'm physically, I'll tell them what to do all
I
the
would,
time.
I'm like, if they text you, you text them right back. I don't
do
like
that.
This 5 minute, or I have to wait 5 years or five days to text them.
Totally agree with
I think that.
That.
I hate games.
I hate games too. Sophia tells me, if you're not playing the game, you're losing the game. And I say, why do we have to...
No games.
No games at all.
No games.
If
this
you're,
is in
if
Vegas.
You're not playing,
we're not
the
playing
game,
the game,
you're losing the game. And if you never acknowledge the game, you're already losing the game as
play
well.
Play the game in Vegas. You don't play it in your real love life.
There
she
is
goes,
a game.
Play blackjack.
Play blackjack.
No,
don't
no,
play
no, no,
boys.
No, no.
Play
There's
craps.
Fully a game. You cannot. You cannot.
Play you know.
Play craps on the toilet.
Play what? Crabs on a toilet?
Craps. Like shit?
No.
Shit on a toilet? What
craps.
Is that? What are you talking about? Craps on a toilet?
No,
what
there's
is
the craps, the game. Craps.
What? Of all the games? Craps on a toilet.
Because that's the funny game.
Okay.
I don't understand it.
Let's say play Monopoly.
Okay. By the way, so back to speaking about exes, the reason why I brought up Toxic Girl Summer and I think we're manifesting is because we've been saying it so frequently every single day that Sistine in one day 2 days ago
I don't want it
genuinely
anymore.
Four and then when I say exes you guys I also mean people that she dated a little bit or
since
like long term
the
it
release
wasn't,
of our episode on Tuesday
this is what happened
I got 7 messages from ghost of boyfriends past
yeah
what
Now,
mom's
let me tell
like,
you, I wasn't mad
mom,
about
she's
it.
So
Which
happy.
One?
She's smiling.
Well, there was no. See, I was actually thrilled about it because that means they still miss me.
Oh.
But I didn't answer them.
Oh. Boo. Boo.
Okay, mom, I know your daughters are a little bit toxic, a little bit crazy, but we're really not. We're just trying to, you know.
Keep it fun.
You're trying to live your best life right
yeah,
now, but you know,
exactly.
You're trying to keep it fun, but sometimes it's a lot more fun when you're doing something with someone you actually care about.
I can totally
Going
agree.
Solo, flying solo is not that much
By
fun.
By the way, I am so ready for a relationship.
Because you've been flying solo, both of you, for a long
that.
Time.
Oh, how long, Mom? How long?
Well, according to my calculations...
Mom's like, since the last time you spoke to
she
the ex of my choice...
Okay, it was January
2019. She's like, I'm bored of you guys not bringing home a boy for me to hang
I'm
out
really
with.
Lonely at the house. I need someone to talk to, and I love...
Yeah, we need some male energy.
Yeah, we need some more male energy.
It is, but you know, I actually totally agree with that statement. I think being single is totally overrated if it's a good relationship.
I do too.
It's really fun getting to experience something with someone all day, like going to
I just like calling somebody in the morning, at night, checking in with them, making sure they're okay. Just all those fun things.
I do. It's like important to have your time to be alone if you need to. Like figure
you
out
guys
you
have
are.
Been alone for a long time.
Okay,
so we can
thanks,
just like,
Mom,
do you want
say
to say it
again,
one more time?
Say it louder.
You guys have been alone for a long time.
Wow, she's so
rip
awesome.
Headphone users.
I know, honestly.
No, I was watching this video the other day, and it was this guy saying, "Everyone wants a single girl summer. Everyone wants to be single for the summer." And he goes, "But you miss those 3 text messages in a row, and you miss those goodnight texts, and you miss FaceTime
but
until 3
like,
in the morning."
Summer, you've been gone, you know, without somebody. Fall, winter, spring too. So it's not like
how many more times are you gonna say
yeah,
how long
she
it
really
been?
Is making it seem like we're ancient.
She goes, "You guys have been single for 3 seasons, all of the seasons."
But it is kind of honestly, it is surprising how long we've been single and not found. Because I feel like everyone else that's gone out of a relationship,
all you guys are single, even Scarlett, which is
Scarlett,
crazy.
But she's going to college. I know she's
right.
crazy.
Well, Scarlett's a hard one to lock down for a relationship. I feel like.
she was locked down for a while.
She was locked
no,
down.
No, I mean
for a while.
Now she's
no, she's harder now. But
yeah,
she's going
now.
To college, but. it is weird that a lot of my girlfriends that used to break up with a guy are all back in new relationships.
Yeah.
Why is it so hard for us?
Well, I'll tell you how. The best way to get in a relationship right now is not go on the dating apps. It's to get introduced through mutual friends.
Yeah.
Now,
we tried that a couple weeks ago.
A crazy idea. But Mom, this isn't for you, Sophia. How do you feel if I brought in some blind dates on the show and had Sophia go on 3 blind dates?
Wouldn't that be great? I love that, because I would definitely be able to pick the best one.
Right?
No.
I'll find them for sure.
I think that's a terrific idea, because I would definitely be able to pinpoint the guy that's going to stay home, do puzzles, drink a glass of wine with me.
You are going to be here, but you could, by all means, sit in the studio.
Oh, I'm going to be in the background. I'm going to have, like, cards.
I love it.
Yes,
I don't know.
No,
I love it.
Maybe.
Let's transition. We asked all of our listeners to submit their questions for you. And answer however you like.
Okay.
So the first person wrote in, Mama Jennifer, how do I know he's the one?
You know, in your gut, in your soul. There's nobody can tell you he's the one except you know. You just physically, mentally, every time you see him, your heart flutters. You puts a smile on your face.
How did you know Dad was the one?
I just knew, but he was just that perfect man to me. Maybe he's not perfect for everybody. For me, though, every time he came around, I was always got excited. I was always happy to see him. And he was just a lot of fun and made me laugh. And
yeah, you guys had a lot of fun.
We laugh a lot. And I love being super silly. And he is super silly. So it was like, we got along really well. I just think you know. There's, you know, sometimes you walk past a person, you're going, gosh, I wish I could get to know them. Sometimes it's just like that
instant, feeling.
Do you think it's an instant feeling, or do you think it's something that also has to be nurtured too? Because I feel I totally get the same way. I've met guys where I'm like, instantly, the first time you talk to them.
Yeah, love at first sight.
You have that connection, but then I've also met guys where it had to take 3 times for me to actually notice and go, oh, wait, we really do have a connection.
Well, I feel like you have to make sure your head is in the right spot when you meet them. Mm. You have to be getting out of a relationship or, you know, things like that. I really think that you have to be ready for a relationship.
Well, do you think there's a certain window that's when you should start dating after you've gotten out of the last relationship?
Kind of. I think it should be, I mean, sometimes that's not like, say it's always true, but I really do think if like you're in a relationship for a couple of years, you got to give it at least 6 months to a year before you jump into another.
I never understand why people the next month will get into I
feel like, you know, sometimes people don't like to be alone it works for them, but I really think you got to find yourself again and really find why this other relationship didn't work out, and then see what you want from the next one.
That's true, and I always forget that you need that time to be in the best place for yourself mentally to find that best person for you.
Ugh, I hate when people tell me that.
And it's true. I mean, I feel like at this point you are pretty good. Like,
I don't know how much more mentally ready
I think
can
you're
be
ready.
For
yeah,
one.
I think everything is ready on you.
Gosh.
Head to toe ready, Sistine.
Am you I hear
ready?
That, guys? I'm ready.
She's ready.
She's ready.
Rock and roll.
Rocking and rolling. Here we go. Okay, the next question is, what are your thoughts on Sophia wanting babies now? See, last episode, Sophia was talking about how intense her baby fever was.
Yes.
And you know, because she came home and told you about it. So
she told me about it for about 3 or 4 days. So I do know. I just think babies are not like puppies. You can't just say, okay, here's someone else, take care of them. It is 24/7. You really have. I really think not that you give up your life, but you kind of do give up your life because you've brought this other person into the world and you have to spend every waking moment with them. So.
I thought you'd be happy about this.
No, I am happy, but I just know that you're not ready yet to have children. Like, you have so many other plans going on right now.
We're also forgetting that you do need a guy in order for this to work.
Yeah, you definitely need that. Yeah, that's part of it.
I'm going to go through my exes and see which one mom's going to approve of the most.
We all know.
All right, moving on. favorite dish or food to cook?
You better say the honest answer. I wrote this one down for a reason.
Okay, a favorite dish would be, I love pink sauce pasta.
No, the one that no. Be
just
honest.
Don't say.
Don't say
pizza, because that is so rude.
That's the correct answer. My mom always says I love to cook. Cooking a frozen DiGiorno pizza does not count as cooking, Jennifer.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
I have to heat it up. I have to turn on the oven. I have to wash the pan. That's cooking for me.
Literally, mom's like, I made dinner last night. It's DiGiorno's. It's frozen french fries.
And market pre-made meatballs.
No, and?
And rotisserie chicken that someone's already.
Oh, yeah. I'm already.
Wait, by the way.
Chicken, I cooked and that. I get the. I boil pasta and I put tomato sauce in there.
So. And it I don't know why you're such a bad cook. I'm not going to lie.
I'm actually not a bad cook. I actually cooked my whole life.
Mom, quesadillas don't count as a dinner.
Mom, just because anyone can cook doesn't mean they can make food taste good.
Actually, I'm a better baker. Okay,
let's just... That's baking.
All right. You are a good baker.
I'm a good baker.
I think Sistine's gone better.
The problem is your dad never... When I met your dad, he didn't really like food that much. And I know Jell-O. That sounds weird. He just cared about like tuna salad, chicken salad, like all this stuff that really didn't need to be cooked. And so I knew how to make him his oatmeal and his eggs and everything. Mm-hmm. And so I never really learned cook because he didn't really care. Well, he didn't care if he ate something cold.
The weirdest.
Yeah, like if I make him eggs and he lets them sit there for 2 hours and they're frozen cold, then he'll eat them after that. So for me, it's disgusting. Like, why bother cooking this is such when you don't care, somebody that doesn't like to eat or care about food. He likes eating, but not, he doesn't really care about when he eats.
One of the most frustrating things about dad is that we will make him a big breakfast or cook him a nice dinner, and he'll come 30 minutes later
and just be like,
and like it when it's cold. And I said, that's not how we made it.
And he likes leftovers cold. He doesn't want me to heat him up. So it's not really fun to cook for him. So for the last 30 years, I'm like, why bother if he doesn't really care?
You just made three little chefs, so it doesn't matter.
That's right. You guys like to cook, so that's good.
Yeah. So this person asked, what is your biggest regret? And obviously that's a heavy question. It could be something silly. It could be something very serious.
God, I don't really...
I know, because I don't... I mean, that's really
like
a regret.
I don't feel like you have a lot of regrets. You don't seem like a...
I mean, regret, I wish that... I don't know. I wish maybe that I...
You stood up for yourself more?
Yeah, I stood up for myself. Mm-hmm. I was a bit stronger as a teenager. Mm-hmm. I was so bullied when I was
growing
up.
Push that bully back.
I wish I pushed the bully back, because you know what? Bullies respond to people who push back.
It's true.
And they actually leave you alone. So, but I would always like cower, you know? And
Can we tap into that for a second? Because I know you've had this experience, I think we all have, where we're getting yelled at by a friend or some stranger, right? And you let them constantly walk all over you. But I swear, the second you stand up to them and yell at them back, they become your best friend.
Right.
Or they respect you. It's so strange.
It is really strange. And so I wish that I had that. I wish I would have had more strength to push back on the people that weren't nice to me.
You do now, though. I remember one story you told me when I was growing up, that there was this one friend of yours that was just rude all the time. And then one day you snapped and you were like, you called her out.
I screamed at her, and I would never scream at any of my girlfriends. And I yelled at her, and it was like she actually started smiling after it. She was like,
"How sick is
she's
that?"
Like, "Wow." She goes, "You're actually stronger than I thought." And she was like, actually impressed with me.
So manipulative.
And we've had a great relationship ever since.
This next question might be my favorite. The police ring, saying, "We've just arrested your daughter. Which daughter do you assume they have?"
Oh, yeah.
Scarlett
was the first one that came into my brain. I don't know why.
Scarlett.
Okay, what do you think we'd get arrested for, each of us?
I would say Sophia walking down the street, falling down.
How would I get arrested for falling down the street?
Disorderly conduct.
I would say Sophia accidentally walks out of Trader Joe's with something that she didn't pay for, but on accident.
You guys are missing the main one. I think I would get arrested for a hit and run or something.
For stalking.
Oh gosh, that's horrible.
That's horrible.
No, I would, because of a car. I'm a horrible driver.
Right.
I was gonna say for stalking.
For stalking. Oh, you found out. There we go.
Let's do it. Let's like the Sistine. Oh my gosh.
Trespassing.
No, she wouldn't trespass. I would just say you would sneak in somewhere where you're not supposed to sneak
into. That's trespassing.
Yeah, that is trespassing.
God, you guys.
Yeah, Mom.
Not trespassing, but sneaking into a place that you're not allowed to be in.
Let her finish her thought. Where am I sneaking into?
Because you always don't go through the front door. You always think there's an easier solution. You're a little sneaky that way. Like, you always think that no one, you're invisible and you can and just be invisible and go around like a crowd or go through the back door.
It never works.
And we always get caught. But you always think there's another way.
I feel like
because one day there will be another way. And I'll say, I told you so.
I feel like Sistine's also the person that would get arrested for being in a group of people doing something that they're not supposed to be doing, because it's like, for the night, for stories later on, cool. I don't know if it would be stealing.
She'd be in that crowd.
Yeah,
she'd be in that crowd that they arrest the entire crowd.
I didn't think of it.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't my idea. I'm the designated driver.
I feel like Scarlett would steal.
No.
No.
I think Scarlett would get arrested for maybe staying out past curfew or something like that.
Wait, I thought we're going to the extreme. That's why I said hit and run.
Yeah, you were very harsh. I was like, God.
Wait, I didn't think the person died. Like, it could have been just like a clip.
Oh, I got it. Scarlett's would probably be for maybe like showing up at an ex's house and like
stalking him,
burning his clothes.
Exactly. Oh my God.
Lighting a fire on his front porch.
Exactly. Yeah. Her
theme song is like good for you.
Okay.
The next one is, what was the worst date you've ever had?
Ooh, saucy. Oh my God. There was a couple. I had this date, but it wasn't really a date. It was with this photographer, and I didn't know it was a date. And he wanted to go out with me afterwards, after the shoot. And he was driving me back to my house, and he was like, okay, we're going to go out. And I'm like, well, no, we're not. You're taking me home. And he was getting so mad that he pulled over on the freeway in the emergency lane and stopped the car. And he's like, I'm not going anywhere until you tell me you'll go out with me.
What?
Yeah. And I got so scared, but I'm like, I can't get out of the car because I'm on a freeway and everyone's going 65 miles an hour whipping by us. And I'm like, if you don't go, get out of the front seat. I was so upset. I was like, get out of the front seat. I was going to drive. I'm like, I'm driving your car. Like, I was so scared. I was finally I started screaming at him and he finally listened to me and he just got back. But it was like, this is the day before like Ubers and a way to call. There was no cell phones.
Oh, so you have been stuck.
I was stuck in the emergency lane on a freeway.
How old were you?
I was probably like 18.
Oh my God, you're so young.
Yeah, it was terrifying. It was really terrifying because he had like some really bad like mental illness.
Just take no for an answer, guys.
I know.
No means no.
That was pretty scary for me.
No means no.
Because I was like, oh my God, is he going to pull out in traffic and kill us? Or is he going
to... It's interesting that a lot of instances like this happen to females at a very young age, like 18 years old. Mm-hmm. And we really have to learn, unfortunately, at a very young age to sort of defend ourselves.
Not put ourselves in a position.
And exactly, not put ourselves in dangerous
positions.
But that's
not true, though, because sometimes, like, I had no idea he was going to turn
life. No, of course not.
That was
always
a case of you just trusting that the person was going to take you
right,
from point A to point
B. Because of stories like this, you have to always consider the worst case scenario instead of just thinking it's a harmless photographer photo shoot driving me in a car. So that sucks. I'm sorry I have to deal with that.
Thank you.
What is the best career advice you've ever received? Because you're a boss lady, this person said.
You know, it's there's no like easy answer to that one. There's no like, okay, just do this.
Yeah.
Everyone that I know that's successful works really hard. Mm-hmm. There is no free passes. There's no free rides. If you want to succeed, you have to work hard. You have to work harder than everyone else. You have to show up early and stay late. I know that sounds really
boring.
That's
what you tell me, and I always tell people that.
Always, and be on time.
Yeah.
You know, one of the worst things you can be is not on time. It means you don't care about someone else's time.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And if people that have worked for me and that I have worked for, I'm always on time or ahead, and I always stay late, making sure that they need anything extra. And I'm telling you, early bird and late bird gets the worm, and you will be successful in whatever you do.
Love that. Yeah. Love that advice.
I love this
Simple,
question.
Straight to the point.
Because you're all about skincare and health and beauty. And what do you do for self-care that always keeps you glowing? But I also think it's a good question. What do you do in your early 20s that is important that will help you now in your 50s that is better later on that you've seen
I
like
think
changes
that
your
I...
skin?
I think personally that because I know this is going to be like, oh, how boring you are. I never got into like drugs or smoking I never did any of that stuff. So I think that that really played, like, it helped my skin. I mean, obviously the same thing, using good skincare and like wearing SPF and all that other stuff helps. But just like caring for yourself and not caring for your body and not like destroying it early on.
Right.
Because things that you do in your age, like in your teens and 20s, is going to like really come out in your 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm. So, like,
You should tell the listeners what you used to do as your tanning techniques when you were our age.
Oh my God.
You
well,
took
first
it to
of all,
the next
I worked
level.
At, first of all, I was a valley girl. So I would go to the beach. And I also worked at B. Dyke Bathing Suits.
Yep.
Her name was B. Dyke. And I
love it.
And I worked at a bikini shop, and next door was Val Surf. So all of us B beach girls would get cute bathing suits from the shop, and then we'd meet everybody in Malibu, and we'd go body surfing,
roller skating,
and I'd put baby oil all over my body, night, you don't know where I worked at night, Sistine.
Oh,
at night I worked at Valley Tan, so if there wasn't anyone coming in, I'd lock the door, I'd hop in the tanning bed for another 20 minutes to half hour. So good.
So that makes sense.
And I'd bake even in there. So I'd bake all day at the beach and then bake all day in the tanning bed.
I think the biggest thing that you've taught me about skincare is the SPF, like speaking of tanning and stuff, because when I was younger, this woman made us look like Casper at the Friendly Ghost. She would dump it. And I hated SPF.
Well, I knew what I did to my skin. I see all this age spots and everything popping up now.
But now I see some things happening to my face. I'm like, oh.
So aren't you happy?
Now I'm all about it. And I'm like, I got to start now. That's a big thing too.
Take care of yourself when you're young. You have a lot of young listeners. Just try not to abuse yourself. Have fun, but not like sun, but not too much. Everything's in a moderation.
So no drugs and no sun.
You know, I wasn't like totally perfect, but you know, I wasn't consistently bad. I think like occasionally bad is okay.
Totally.
Occasional. Everyone has their vice.
Yeah.
This wasn't specifically a listener question, but a lot of people asked to hear this story. And I think it'd be really fun if you shared it on the podcast today, because I don't think anyone actually knows the real way that you and Dad met. Like, how did you guys meet? Funny.
Okay, so we actually met through a mutual friend. He was a manager, and I wasn't signed with him, but I had done some sort of shoot with him or something like that, that I don't really remember. I think his name was Michael. And
shout out Michael.
Yeah.
There we go.
And he called me after like a few days later after our shoot. And he's like, hey, I'm going with a friend of mine, Sylvester Stallone, to dinner. And do you want to come with us? Do you want to meet us there? And I'm like, oh, sure, I'll meet you there. So here's a funny thing. I'm this girl from the Valley. I'm living with my mom. I'm 19 years old. And I'm like, well, I can't meet Sylvester Stallone alone. You know, I got to bring one of my Valley girlfriends with me.
You can't go alone.
So my friend Kirsten gets in my car. And now at the time, I'm driving a Dodge Duster. You guys, I don't think they don't make Dodge Dusters anymore. And this car was a piece of junk. I shouldn't say that. My brother gave it to me. I put it this way. I sold it for $250. So can you imagine how nice this car was? It was a steal. It had rusted keys. Nothing worked on it. Like everything was at zero and empty. So none of the monitors worked on the car. So I never knew how.
Gas cap.
I didn't have a gas cap. I actually stuck a rag in there because someone stole my gas cap at school. Someone took off all the trim off the car because they're like, your car's a piece of shit, and ripped part of the trim was coming off. So they re-ripped it all the way off. Yeah. And it had a sticker on it that said, another shitty day in paradise. I would drive down the street, and I had to get gas every few days because I never knew if I had gas in my car. So that was pretty bad. Like, I was like, am I on empty? Am I on full?
Who knows?
Just put $10 in the car and it'll keep going. Anyway, and it took about probably 45 minutes in the morning to warm up. So I would have to jump out of bed, turn on the car, go back to bed, take a shower, brush my teeth, eat breakfast, and then come out to the car. And finally,
this Dodge Duster to meet,
and it had so I took the Dodge Duster to meet Sly. So we go to this restaurant,
right, in style.
I know, trust me, I show up and I'm looking good, my Dodge, and I show up and
what
he's,
are you wearing?
And
are
then
you wearing?
This okay, I had like my sisters and I have two sisters, and we didn't have a lot of money, so we shared all of our clothes. So we shared underwear to everything. We just shared everything. And so we always, our date suit, we had this one like little white jacket, like very like form-fitting little white jacket and a little white skirt. I wore white pumps and blue eyeshadow.
I love it.
And this is the 80s. Gosh. This is the late 80s. So we always teased our hair, and it was super blonde, and I like teased it.
You were super tan.
So I looked like kind of a little bit of a rocker girl and a super tan, of course, because of Valley Tan. And so we show up, my friend Kirsten and I, and he's with Sly was sitting at the table, and I guess this guy Michael invited all these other girls. So it was, you know, it was like so many other women. And Sly's like, I don't, you know.
Is this a club?
This is a, or no, a it's restaurant? A, it was a restaurant. It's closed down now.
So you walk in and you see Dad and that guy Michael with like six girls on each side.
Yeah.
From Michael's
it was
story.
Like a, but it didn't matter to me because it wasn't a date or anything. Yeah. I didn't
like,
even
I'm
care.
Just here to see
so
what's
I just
going
met,
on.
You know, it was kind of like my first time in Hollywood. I've never been down to Hollywood before.
This is literally like the movie Valley Girl.
Yeah.
Except you're Nicolas Cage.
And so, no, I'm not Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage was from Hollywood.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah. That's right. He's from Hollywood.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly.
No, you're not Nicolas.
Maybe someone cuter. Like, what was it? Jennifer Jason Leigh, wasn't she in there?
Yeah, I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah. So, no, she was from, was she from Valley? She Wait, was from pause. Fast Times at Mutual High.
Someone's phone. Is your phone ringing?
Oh, yeah,
because
I'm popular.
Oh, it's live.
Wait, put
them
on.
Hi, honey. I'm doing the podcast with Sophie.
You're on the air.
On. You are on. I'm telling about our date, Sly.
The first time you met Mom.
I remember, honey. It was the best date ever. It's so, all been downhill since then.
Yeah, I was telling how I showed up in a Dodge Duster.
You did, with a gas fragment and paint on your car. And I think, yeah. Dressed in a curtain.
No, I wasn't. I was in that cute white suit, remember?
No, you wore a curtain that you stole from the hotel.
That's okay. Right. Probably. No, but no, with my friend Kirsten. And anyways, I was saying how I showed up and then you said, come in the limo. And I was like, no, I'm going to. And you said, we're going to a club. And I said, okay, but I can't go with you because stranger danger.
Oh, go Mom.
So all the other girls hopped in the car with you and I followed in my Dodge Duster to a club downtown.
There we go.
No, it was like, I was like Fred Flintstone and I ran. I didn't have like, I just, my girlfriend,
There's
I
no
ran.
Engine.
There's no engine at Barney Rebel. When you were Fred Flintstone. Exactly.
No, it was wonderful. I thought, my God, this girl's incredible that she is actually so sweet considering she has a Dodge Duster.
Oh, what does that mean?
Considering.
Hey, I had wheels.
Hey, yeah. Dad.
That's funny.
What made Mom, out of all the girls that were sitting at that table, the one that stuck out to you the most?
She was like a deer in the headlights. She was like a little elf that was facing King Kong. She was so vulnerable and sweet and completely out of her element. She just seemed so fresh, where everyone around me was like a gangster, a killer.
Like everyone was jaded heart. From Hollywood.
Yeah, they were
Mom.
Really tough girls. They asked me what I did, and I go, yeah. I go to college and I work at Valley Tan, and the whole table started laughing at me.
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like, and my girlfriend looks at me, she goes, what's wrong with working at Valley Tan? I go, I have no idea.
The odd thing is, she had lived in the valley for 19 years and had never ventured over the hill to Hollywood in Sunset Boulevard.
But you have to remember, Sai, I went to 50 states. I went in a camper across the country. So I went to every state in the United States and every national monument. I went to every, from the Black Hills to Florida.
Well, no, you're just reinforcing my point.
Right.
The fact that you can go to North Dakota, but you can't go
to Hollywood.
Yeah, well.
Just out of curiosity?
Yeah. Valley's a very big place. We have no reason to come to
Hollywood.
Valley's huge. We have Malibu. We'd go over, you know, Canaan or Malibu Canyon. And we didn't need Hollywood, sorry. There's not.
Your mother was a beach bunny. She had pet sharks. Everything.
You know, we ask you one question, you give us the strangest answer.
Strange. Okay, I love you, honey. I'll be home in about 15.
That's too long.
Aww. Love you. Bye.
Love you,
babe. Bye. See you.
Bye. Bye. Okay, we need to finish your version of the story.
So my version is
you go to the club.
We go to the club. I follow him with all the girls in the limousine, and I'm following with my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And we get to the club, and he's talking. This one girl is talking to him constantly, and I think, oh, that must be his girlfriend. So I follow her to the bathroom and Sly starts talking to me a lot and I felt uncomfortable because she's giving me dirty looks and I'm thinking, oh no, maybe they're in a relationship.
Yeah, right.
So I follow her to the bathroom and I just ask her, I go, are you guys seeing each other? Because if you are, I'm out of here. It's fine. You know, I don't care. I don't know this guy. I go, I'll leave. And she goes, good idea. So,
wow.
So I went to the table, got my purse and I didn't even say goodbye to him. I just was walking
you
out.
You listened to her?
Yeah.
I would have too.
I didn't. Have. Well, first of all, I don't feel like getting in the middle of someone's relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for me, I just was like, okay, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to, I don't know these people, whatever. And I was leaving and he came after me. And I said, oh, well, I don't want to break up anything between you and your girlfriend. He goes, I just met her tonight. So I was like, ooh, she's a naughty girl.
Naughty girl.
So then we ended up getting a table by ourselves.
Aw.
Yeah.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
History. I love that.
Yeah, that was our first date.
So romantic. I love a lot of my
friends. But our first real single first date was horseback riding.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, because we both liked horseback. I want a guy to see me in a crowd and go...
Her. By the way, did we not talk about that on the last podcast? We're in a sea of people. We lock eyes with someone.
But this was in loop with Toxic Girl Summer. Now this is like Healthy Girl Summer. We're at a club or we're at a bar or a restaurant.
I like Healthy Girl Summer.
I know you do, but we also want a little bit of a...
I think you've all had enough of that.
Boo-boo-boo.
The boo-boo-boo?
What the hell is the boo-boo-boo?
I don't know. You know, the...
Oh, God. You know, maybe Mom's right. Maybe we should go back to Healthy Girl Summer. Maybe we'll actually find a boyfriend if we stop saying toxic.
I think that you manifest what you want. So you guys are not manifest toxic. You're going to get toxic.
I think I should just date the ghost in our house. He's always there for me.
I thought you said it was
late
a she.
Nights.
I thought you said it
There's
was a
two.
She.
There's two. Okay. There's two. Oh, speaking of, I'd like to bring this up. My mom is completely against all things ghosts, conspiracies. She never believes me, even though there was that one time you heard the door slam too, and you and I walked around the entire house with weapons because we thought there was an intruder.
Yes,
turns out to be a ghost.
It turned out that there was... It was windy outside, and there was some air draft in the house.
It was the fisherman
slamming.
Ghost. You know it. And you don't believe in that stuff.
But I also don't want you guys to be afraid. By the way, has the ghost ever hurt any of you?
She just
hurt
said
you.
She doesn't want it to be us to be afraid. She does believe in it.
Yeah, just own it. You
I
have
just
that one
listen,
story.
I walk around the house with it pitch black, and nothing has like slit my throat or tripped me or like went boom.
Well, yeah, because they can't hurt you.
So,
but you have a story of when you lived in a certain house and you said it was for sure haunted, and I don't know how you couldn't believe it.
Well, this was
after
like
this happened to you.
Amityville Horror House. This was like seriously.
So it's
seriously,
true.
Like people saw demons in the staircase. Seriously,
why would you
this
buy
is,
this house?
I didn't buy it. Your dad was renting it, and then he bought it, and then sold it back to the guy who he bought it from. And then the house eventually burnt to the ground.
Wait, okay. Did you sell it back because you were afraid of the spirits and ghosts in
there? I just think that a lot of weird things kept going on in this house.
So how can you deny it?
The house burnt to the ground?
It burnt to the ground. It was not when we owned it, but when someone else owned it.
Okay, name us something that happened that was paranormal. Yeah.
Okay,
like,
so
short,
what,
like,
okay, so what,
that
a crazy thing is, first of all, the house was filled with rats in the attic, so all night long we'd hear rats. Not that those are ghosts,
that's just dirty,
that's just gross.
I'm gonna look this
one
up.
Time we closed the bathroom doors. There was two bathroom doors. We closed them both, and we woke up in the morning. There were thousands of dead flies. No windows were open, nothing was opened. Thousands of dead flies everywhere in the bathroom.
Ugh.
Okay,
that
I'm
was
looking
really
this up.
Then another time a family member was at night, and they're in the back staircase, and they said they saw demons every time.
All right.
Okay. I just looked this
and
up.
And my sister said she constantly heard rattling of windows, and like the alarm would go off in the house when she was staying there.
I think the most nuts thing out of everything is by the end of this whole thing, all of these paranormal experiences, the house itself, and no one knew how it happened,
no,
burnt to the ground.
It burnt to the ground.
Okay, I
that
just
was like
up,
Hell House.
Yeah,
literally. When you open the door to thousands of dead flies, it symbolizes that the devil is watching and evil is upon you.
Oh no, it was. I'm telling
so
you.
So you were hanging out at
what?
The devil's house.
I know. This house was truly scary house.
How do we know she's not possessed?
Who, me?
Yeah.
She brought the ghost from
no,
that
I
house
did not. No,
there.
No,
yes,
no.
You did.
Totally different ghost. Totally
by
different.
By the way, it's
totally different.
Not different because ghosts are brought in through things. So it's not, they don't just wake up in someone's house or wander in. Say if you bring in an antique cup, right?
Right.
It came with the cup. Who knows what you carried in from that house?
Well, I think your dad is the one who carries in a lot of antique stuff. But we do have like sculptures and stuff that are quite old, paintings that are old. So maybe something and something. Who knows? But you know what? All I can say is the house we are in now, friendly ghosts, if there's a ghost.
They're nice
I mean,
ghosts.
They're
I don't
not,
care. I
no,
actually like them.
There's no like...
They keep it interesting.
Yeah.
How do you feel if we saged the house or brought in a medium?
I don't mind that. I think it's kind of fun.
Wow. Really? I'm actually very surprised by that.
Yeah, because I don't think there's no harm to it. I think that if you feel it and you think it, I think if you think it's going to help, then it will help.
We got it on video. We got it on audio. You're agreeing to it. We're going to follow up next week with this. Yes. Mom, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you. We love you.
And I know the listeners love having you on. And maybe one day we'll just make you a permanent
host. Oh, my God. I would love that. Will make sure that I'm always with you guys.
Aw, we love you. Okay, we'll do it again soon.
Thank you guys for joining us on this week's episode. You guys can check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or
Instagram,
TikTok. All that Unwaxed Podcast. And go check out Jennifer's Instagram. She has a lot of cavapoos on it.
Jennifer Flavin Stallone.
And you can see photos of us too. I think her Instagram is 90% dogs and children. So
we love it.
We love it.
I love it.
Thank you guys. See you next week.
Bye.
From all of us here at the show, thanks for staying unwaxed.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Be sure to download new episodes every Tuesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Follow your hosts at Sophia Stallone and at Sistine Stallone. And be sure to follow the show at Unwaxed Podcast. We'll see you next week.